Coming to you from Dujardin Elementary School in Bloomingdale, Illinois, this is The Roar Podcast, where we share the magic taking place for all learners. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Happy spring, everybody. And today, I am super excited to have two very special guests here. We have Mrs. Patel and an amazing fourth grade student here. And today we're going to talk about student-led professional development. Recently, we put together a professional development session that was completely student-run and student-led, and they're going to share their experiences from both the teacher and the student perspective, and we're just going to kind of get a glimpse into what went down and what that was like. Mrs. Patel, will you please walk us through the process of choosing your topic for this year's PD session?
Sure. Ms. Beckwith and I had a joint effort to improve student engagement, especially for students who find learning easy or feel that school is boring. We wanted students to invest in their learning. So one way to do this was to provide activities that they felt have a purpose. Students need to feel that activities really relate to their lives. So together, she and I decided that we wanted to reflect on the type of students we were working with, what were their learning styles, what are their interests, and then we began together to research activities that might be meaningful to them. And we took that to our Taste of Technology sessions to try and find things that really worked for kids and that they would really invest in terms of learning.
Awesome, so you got to choose your topic for that.
Correct.
Perfect. And then what the students didn't really even know beforehand was we went around during the PD sessions and asked the teachers, if you could know something from the student perspective, if you could ask students anything, what would it be? And then we recorded those questions and we took it straight to the kiddos and we said, how would you answer these questions? So, how did you create the presentation for Mrs. Patel and Ms. Beckwith?
I started with the topic and the question that they had given us. I didn't know at the time, but we created a slideshow and I worked in a group with other students. I gave suggestions to what they could do and I tried to answer their question. At the beginning, we did a little skit to get them into the mood, and at the end, we did an exit ticket to make sure that they learned what we were teaching them.
So you put together the whole thing yourselves. And it was about responding to fiction texts, right?
Yeah.
So you guys came up with some ideas, you and your small group, about what teachers could do to have students respond to fiction texts that would be exciting for them and that would really push your learning?
Yeah.
And you put that all into a slide deck?
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
Wow, what was so hard about it?
Mostly that the fact that we were teaching the teachers and also how to actually answer their question in a way that they would be able to take lots away from it.
Wow, that's amazing. And how did you feel about after you created the presentation, then you got up there in front of your teachers and you were teaching them? How did that feel?
I was really nervous before it, but during it, I was really excited that I was actually being able to teach the teachers.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they learned a lot. So speaking of that, Mrs. Patel, what were your thoughts on hearing from the students?
I absolutely loved hearing from the students, and I didn't think that I would take away as much as I actually did. Learning from them was just a great, unique opportunity, allowing the students to have that voice and to inform us, the teachers, about what type of learning works for them was absolutely amazing, and it made learning real for me. So I took that to heart and thought, you know, this is what kids need. If this was so powerful for me, what if we were able to get them engaged like this? Could it be powerful for them? And I think it relates not only to responding to fiction texts, but afterwards Ms. Beckwith and I spoke and thought of all these different ways that we could use the ideas that you gave us in that presentation in other areas. But I loved that you started with that skit. It was amazing. And it captured us and made us want to listen to your presentation.
As we worked with the students to design these presentations, we talked about lesson plan design and how at the beginning of a lesson, what does the teacher do to get you excited about learning? And at the end, how do they know if you've learned it? And so the students, like was mentioned before, really took all of that to heart and included that in their presentation. They will post in the link to the description of this podcast the example that the students put together, so you can actually see and visualize the presentation that they created, and then also some pictures from the event and all of that too. But you can see here as I look through it, some ideas. They made like a choice board and put in different things. Some of the suggestions that the fourth graders came up with. Will you share some of those with us?
It says we could make a game, we could write about our thoughts of the book, we can make a book poster, lots of different ideas that we came up with. There was virtual collaboration, we could a novel study, do big classroom projects, and lots of lesson plan ideas. There were book discussions, we could even combine subjects, and we could use tech tools like Padlet, Flipgrid, and Wii Video, and we taught the teachers all of that.
That's amazing. I can't believe you guys came up with everything on your own. So powerful. As a teacher, Mrs. Patel, are the takeaways different from this kind of learning opportunity than, I guess, more of the traditional PD kinds of meetings?
Absolutely. I truly stopped to reflect on what the students presented, because I felt that if they took the time to research those particular things, like the technology piece and even the novel study piece, I thought it was fascinating that they went from a very traditional approach to a technology approach. They mixed the two of them together. I thought it might be all more technology, and you guys surprised me on that. So having you present to me versus listening to other adults present to me really made me reflect on the fact that these are things that are important to you guys as students, and so if they're important to you, you're going to invest in them. So those are the things that I want to use as a teacher, because I want you invested in your learning. So I did feel it was very powerful.
That's what it's all about. That's great. What was the best part of the experience for both of you?
I will remember when Miss Beckwith, we entered the room and she was at the table and she's like, what are you doing here? It was so funny looking at her and just being able to feel the excitement of actually being in a teacher meeting.
I
adorable.
Love it. And we were so excited to see you guys, because there's so much pride that we have knowing that you took what you learned and put it to a real world use. And we were so excited. We were thinking, who's going to present to us? What are they going to do? We were so curious, and we were so excited when we found out who our group was. And then listening to you and seeing how proud you were of your work and how confident you presented yourself, I was so incredibly impressed. And I said, those are my students.
That's amazing. You guys, so cool. If other teachers or students or administrators are considering doing something like this, would you tell them that this was an awesome experience, that they should try something like this?
It's a very good idea for both the teachers and students, because both of us can learn. The students will be able to show the teachers what they can do to improve their teaching, and afterwards they can learn more. The teachers will be able to teach the kids and learn from them, and it's a good experience for both.
I would agree with that, and I think it's a real opportunity for you to experience a real life event. And for us as teachers to value what you have to say and to take that and put it into our practice so that we can be better teachers.
We talk a lot about student voice in schools today, and I think that this really captured that, giving students opportunities to share their thoughts and their feelings to an authentic audience, and then for teachers really to take away and listen to what the students had to share. Anything else to add, ladies?
So one thing I remember, I just can't forget, I was smiling so wide as we were having cake afterwards.
Were you smiling so wide because of the cake or because of the experience?
Actually, because of the experience. Even if there was no cake, I would still be smiling so wide I couldn't stop.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the Roar podcast. And thanks to all of our listeners out there. You want to say goodbye?
Bye. Bye.
We are so proud of the great learning taking place at DJ. If you have any questions, please email us at jeggert@sd13.org, and we'll be sure to get right back to you. We'd also love to hear any ideas that you have. Let's put our heads together. Thanks for listening. This has been The Roar, signing off.